La primera canción está escrita cuando nuestro comandante en jefe leyó la carta de despedida del Che.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura, donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
I can't believe you have an entire wing of the airport dedicated to Cuba.
So the young lady over there purchased a visa from her and then crossed over to one of the other ladies.
God, is it like an expensive visa?
$75.
Yes. Holy shit. I owe you $75?
Alright.
I'm so excited I made the flight. Yes. Ladies, have a wonderful morning. Thank you. Hey, mama. Vacation, vacation. I'm traveling with my mother and my sister and her best friend, and I need all the alone time that I can get before it's 6 days of family togetherness.
No, 6 days, no Wi-Fi, no.
Yeah, I know, no nothing. We're just together.
Please don't kill each other.
I love them.
I don't want to see you guys all locked up abroad.
Ah, shit. They're so fancy and they're so type A and I'm so not, and we're going to fight a lot. You know, it's because Cuba, they can't have their phones, they're freaking out.
They're in for a surprise. There's nothing like that over there.
I know. That's why I dragged them over there. I can't wait.
I said to her, they remind me of the Kardashians. They look like the whole group of the Kardashians traveling.
But the Jew Kardashians. the Jew Kardashians with no money. And even if we had money, we wouldn't spend it on anything.
The fact that they now let me plan everything and they stop bitching about it is it's a real coup.
Thanks so much, ladies. Have the best morning. My mom's already annoyed at me. Mom, are you annoyed? Mom? Mom? Are you annoyed with me already? Am I too loud? Lower the volume of my voice. I separate. I have to be quiet. Why?
Because my ears can't hear. Take it.
Who's excited? Is it just me?
Be quiet. I'm telling you.
The more we tell you to be quiet.
Why would I be quiet? All right. Yay. Let's go blow this money on hookers and booze and amazing cocaine and Mai Tais and beach chairs.
Hello, ladies. Hi there. I'll go in the plane now, I guess.
How are we feeling?
We feel great. I'm just coming down after 2 really busy weeks, so I can feel myself getting quieter.
What is our plan while we're here?
I don't know. What is it?
To Belaje and to
have a good time.
Viajar y bailar y cantar y beber bebidas en la playa. Right, mama? Thank you for coming on vacation with me, mama.
Next.
Hi. Good afternoon. Am I happy to be here? You work out a lot? You must. Are all the people who work in the airport as cute as you? I like Cuba already.
What is the reason of your visit?
Support of the Cuban people. And with my mom and my sister. All right. Woohoo. Thank you. Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Have a nice day.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. My guy was so attractive. Is it usually this empty? Like,
I don't know, like there's usually this amount of cars on the streets and like...
No, no, it's like this.
Is it getting better with all the tourists coming? Is it getting easier?
Yes, right now, yes. Right now, yes. This is very hard country, very difficult country, eh? They have 56 years of revolution, you know?
Right.
They have very power now. They still have the power.
They still do.
Yeah.
Even with the opening.
People want change.
So who's in power now?
Raul.
The brother.
The brother.
And what's he like? Nice guy? Friendly guy?
I don't know. I don't know. But I don't want to talk about it because I want to you have fun. Politics is another thing.
No, I want to know about the politics. We very much want to know about politics.
I don't like this communist thing.
Okay.
Very dangerous. Mira, this is a Revolution Plaza. They work over there. Raul work over there.
Where? That crazy, scary building?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Looks like the Death Star.
That's the office. His office.
Oh, my God.
That's the
Consejo de Estado y de Ministro. I don't know how to say it in English.
It's like the
municipal courts, yeah.
It's the city council. It does look very imposing.
It's a very scary building. What is the weird top part for? It does feel Russian. Yeah, it does look Russian.
That's the museum, too.
That's the museum.
Yeah.
Yes, we should go to the museum. Oh, it looks better on this side.
So this is a museum behind work, Raul work behind. And that's a teatro, National Teatro. That's a Ministerio del Interior.
The Interior Ministry.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you going? You work out?
Oh, my God. Zoe.
Sorry.
No.
Mom, it's for you. It's for you. We're going to get you high and get you laid in Cuba. You're welcome.
Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comanda que llegue para.
Hi everyone, you are about to go on an epic adventure with my mother, my sister and I to Cuba. It's a place that I've been trying to go for years and a place that I knew absolutely nothing about besides what I'd read in the history books and heard throughout my life. But I always wanted to know more. I wanted to know both sides of this story that always seemed to be one-sided. This was an incredibly difficult trip, a trip that broke my heart and restored my spirit and restored my belief in human beings in general. Let me be clear that Cuba is the most complex and the most beautiful country I have ever been to. I have never been so confused and turned around. I've never been so lost and so found. And it was really difficult to talk to people about their actual lives. There was a huge amount of whitewashing of the past and their present because Cubans live with a lot of fear. They live in a lot of fear for many things, but mostly I was told over and over again that collecting stories could bring me great trouble, that there were people watching me, that anything I published would be would put myself and the people that I interviewed in danger. In order for things to change, real stories must be told from the real people who are living them. And I thought it was really important to bring you some of the love that I experienced there. I am not publishing almost 75% of my interviews because they were political or had things to say that I thought perhaps might land them in hot water. So the interviews you will hear are the beautiful, light-filled, wonderful stories of trial and tribulation and overcoming incredible odds and adversity and finding a way to get up every morning and be grateful for the life that you have, regardless of what you have. I really encourage you to go visit. It is a remarkable country with a very difficult history, with an incredibly bright future, and I hope that all of us can take the time to help give them the life that they deserve, a life that is full of choice and a life that is full of freedom.
Mm-hmm. seguiremos adelante, como junto a ti seguimos y con Fidel te decimos hasta siempre, comandante.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante. Che Guevara.